You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Shut it down. I'm hunting for someone, y'all. He's a lion thieving rattlesnake, and he's broken every law. He's terrorized the lives of men, and he's under arrest because I've been sent with a warrant from the body of Christ.
What's happening? Why is there?
Satan, bite the dust.
You just tuned in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast, a ministry where you do experience change. Tune in every Saturday from 11:15 to 11:30 a.m. We're excited about your deliverance. Let's go quickly into today's broadcast with your host, Apostle L. Meg Farquhar. Thank you for tuning in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast today. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our Savior, our Deliverer, our God, who's been a very present help in the time of trouble, the Healer, the Deliverer, amen, the Son of the Most High God, amen, full of grace and full of truth. We just greet you today. I pray that you've been allowing the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth to come into your heart to instruct you, direct you, correct you, to lead your steps. The scripture tells us that a righteous man's steps are ordered by the Lord, and that you've been allowing his healing and his deliverance to come into your life and shake the very powers of darkness out of your life today. I just want to go really quickly into the before the throne of grace, amen, so that we can pray today. Heavenly Father, we just thank you today. We glorify you today. We lift you up today because we thank you that you're working everything after the counsel of your might. We thank you for forgiveness today, for you said that, Lord, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you for the cleansing today, that we can come boldly before the throne in the name of Jesus, through the blood of Jesus, and be washed as white as snow. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your deliverance. We thank you today for the help of the Holy Spirit. You did not leave us orphans. You sent us another helper, the comforter, the teacher, the power of God. Hallelujah. The Spirit of truth that leads and guides us into the truth of all things and shows us things to come. We thank you today in the name of Jesus for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your word. Your word is forever settled in heaven. You're constantly and will continually and everlastingly watch over your word. Heaven shall pass away. Earth shall pass away. But your word will not pass away. It is forever settled in heaven. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you sent your word to heal us of all our sicknesses and of all our diseases. We praise you today. We magnify you today. Lord, you see and you know everything. Nothing is withheld from thy eyes or thy ears. You who made the eyes and the ears, shall you not hear and shall you not see? Oh, Father, we bless you. Be magnified on your glorious throne today, whose foundation is righteousness, hallelujah, and holiness, for you are a holy God. Father, we bless you. We thank you for all the minute blessings, the great blessings, the phenomenal blessings of healing and deliverance, and most of all, the miraculous blessings. We thank you for your supernatural power going through the airways today to meet those that are in need, whether it's physically, mentally, financially, or emotionally. Father, we just come in the presence as ambassadors of Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus, and we take authority in the name of Jesus over the powers of darkness in the name of Jesus, and we break their power of operation. We break their powers in the name of Jesus of communication. We break the powers of darkness of manifestation in Jesus' name, and we release them out of our lives in the name of Jesus. We bind up, hallelujah, every principality, demon, every warlock, every witch, every demon operating through them in the name of Jesus, and we paralyze their movement on the earth in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we give you praise for your Jehovah Nisi. You are our banner for the righteous. We have the victory in Jesus' name. We have the victory. You're Jehovah Nisi. Glory be to God. Father, we just lift you up today. We say our Redeemer lives. Hallelujah. Our soon coming King, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for you are Emmanuel, God that is with us. Hallelujah. The Prince of Peace. In the name of Jesus Christ, I release the power of your peace. Peace be still in each and every area in your life. Use your faith and receive it, that Jesus is able and willing to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to his power that worketh in us. Thank you, Lord, for your word declares that eye haven't seen, ears haven't heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, those things that the Lord has prepared for them, those that love him, but it is revealed by your spirit, your Holy Spirit. And your word declares that the Lord God is that spirit. And where the spirit of the living God is, there is liberty. I thank you that you are moving through the airwaves today to liberate someone out of their sickness, out of their body, letting them know that by your holy stripes, Lord Jesus, that they are healed. Hallelujah. That you are liberating those from mental attacks, letting them know that you haven't given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and a sound mind in the name of Jesus. Liberating, Father, those who are held captive, hallelujah, by the hands of witchcraft, curses, and spells in the name of Jesus, in which you've given the church authority over in the name of Jesus, according to Luke chapter 10, that behold, I've given you the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We arrest the spirit of sorcery today in the name of Jesus, and we bind it up in the name of Jesus, and we paralyze its altars of operation in the natural realm, the spiritual realm, and even in the underworld in the name of Jesus, whether it's in the sea. I don't care if they went to the graveyard. Be not afraid, said the Lord. Fear not him that can kill the body, and that's all they can do. But fear the Lord Jesus, and after he's killed the body, he has the power to put us in hell. Father, I give you praise today that true repentance will go through the body of Christ today, for you said judgment starts at your house first. So Father, we give you praise. Shake the very foundations in the hospitals today, in the nursing homes today, in the prisons today. Let them know that you're still the balm in Gilead. Let them know that you're the deliverer of all deliverers in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm very excited. I just felt like praising him and praying. The Lord has been good. Hallelujah. He said, because he is good, it's the goodness of the Lord that brings us into repentance. When you see how good he is and what he shielded us from, amen, we're going to run really quick to the book of Jude. And the Holy Spirit want to talk to us today on the subject, contending for the faith. Here in the book of Jude, it reads, Jude, the bondservant of Jesus Christ and the brother of James, to those who are called and sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ, mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you. Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. For certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation, ungodly men who turned the grace of our God into lewdness and denied the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. He says, listen, I need you to contend for the faith. And that is what the Lord is talking about for his people today. Too many of us have fallen into a place of complacency, of contending for the faith. You've got to, in other words, he's saying, listen, there has been some ungodly men, and not just ungodly men, ungodly women have creeped in unnoticed. You didn't notice them. They look like they're sheep. They look like it, but they're inward, they're dogs, they're raven wolves, and they snuck in, and they turned the grace which the Lord gave us, the grace of God, the grace that his unmerited favor, his grace that says, hey, I set you free from sin, so there's no need for you to dwell back in. He said, but they have crept in to the body of Christ, and they have brought all this lewdness and sexual immorality and all this wrong doctrine and error in doctrine, and it's holding people captive. He said, you got to contend for the faith. You got to stand up for what is right. You got to stand up for what the Word of God says. It's very interesting. Not too long ago, I was on a Bible study on Zoom, and they were talking about the Word. And it was very interesting that the pastor came out and he said, God never acknowledged John the Baptist as a prophet. Now, I want to tell you that all immediately red flags, antennas, and everything went up in my head. I said, wait a minute. What did he just say? And there was other leaders sitting on the Zoom. Nobody said anything, so he proceeded to go on to the next chapter. I said, no. Hold on, Pastor. I got a question. I said, did you just say that the Lord never acknowledged John the Baptist as a prophet? And he was like, yeah. I said, no. That's error right there. Because I pulled up the scripture and I said, Jesus said, what did you go out to see? Did you go out in the wilderness to see a branch shaking with the wind? Or did you go out to see a prophet? And I tell you, John the Baptist is a prophet indeed. I said, Jesus acknowledged he was a prophet. And everybody was sitting there quietly. And I'm like, he said, no. I said, no, Pastor, you got to correct that. I know. We got to, what does this word, this scripture says? And he says, well, we're not over in that chapter. I said, no, Pastor, precept upon precept, line upon line. There it is in the scripture. And everybody was like getting riled up. And the pastor was like, okay. You're right. It does say that. But we got to correct that error. I had to stand to contend for what the word of the Lord say. It's very interesting that one time this particular individual was going around, they was affected with a disease, HIV, and they was just sleeping with people's husbands, doing it. And I had to go to that individual. I had to stand for what is right, because the Lord said, if you don't say something, it's you to her, you're part of this murder that's going on. And I was like, oh, I don't want to be a part of this stuff. I had a talk with her. I said, you can't do that. I said, because what you're doing is you're putting other people who don't have nothing to do with your situation on the line. And then I had to say, if you say you're a believer like you say you are, you wouldn't be dwelling in what you're dwelling in. So here is what the word of the Lord is saying. And I had to tell her that this is not something that you can do. And I'm not going to sit back and watch you continually to do it. Amen. We got to contend for the faith. When we know that our friend is, yeah, the pastor was over here at my house, and the pastor, and you don't say nothing. You don't stand up for righteousness. You don't say, wait a minute. The Lord said, flee fornication. That's adultery. You need to respect the woman of God. I'm going to say something. You need to leave a man of God alone. No, you know what? You know what many do? Well, that's their affair. I ain't got nothing to do with it. Well, Jesus is saying, listen, you got to stand up for righteousness. We got to stop calling what is unholy righteous, you know, and what is holy unrighteous. And we got to stand and contend for the faith that every area in our lives and for those that are around us, we got to shine our light. Amen. I'm very excited about this message today. Contending for the faith. We got to stand up like never before. The sound of the alarm is going out throughout the body of Christ, throughout the people of God. And he says, the righteous is bold as a lion. Where are my people? Where are they? Why they're not standing up for what is right? I'm very excited about the message today. Let the Lord search your heart. Make sure that we're contending for the faith. Amen. God bless you. And until the next time, may the Lord continue to allow his daily provisions and kingdom benefits of the Lord Jesus Christ to overtake your life. Amen. We thank you for tuning in today to Life Changers Radio Broadcast. We're excited about your deliverance, and we will continue to pray for you that the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth will bring healing, deliverance, and restoration radically into your life. Until the next time, God bless you.
Now, Satan, you're next in line. I'm gonna hit you where it hurts, 'cause I'm tired of you and my family, and I'm tired of you and my church. I'm not my own, I'm bought with a price, I'm a holy...
Open